Gotta keep it motivated. Motivation. Of the Taylors. What's up, dude? What have you been up to?
What have you been up to? What are you doing? What are you doing there? I'm gonna make some coffee.
I'm making coffee the way that you make coffee. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Wrong cafe. I've got a cafe right here.
Hello.
How's it going over there?
What you doing? What you doing over there? How are things
in your world? Did you get all the stuff done? Did you have a wonderful weekend and now you're ready for work? Now you're ready to have some time off, maybe work the weekend.
What did you do? Did you get some good shit? Did you get some good shit done? Did you go to a thing? Were you a good friend to somebody? Were you a bad friend? Did you go to a festival? Did you make some music? Did you make some art? Did you enjoy life? Did you enjoy your life this weekend?
Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
Did you enjoy anything? Did you enjoy living? What did you do?
Look at, I'm all blurry over here. Hold on. What did you do with all your time? Did you have fun?
Did you make it the best? Was it the best? Was it the best of times and the worst of times? What was it? What did you do this weekend? I want to know. Did you go out and drink a shitload of coffee? Did you go to the beach? Did you go to Mexico? Where'd you go? Did you go somewhere? Did you meditate? Did you breathe? Did you pick your nose in public? What did you do? What did you do this weekend? Is anyone gonna tell me what I did?
Did you play guitar?
You did all that? Holy crap. You paint too? Nice. Sarah J, can you get my opinions on what?
I can't really look at anything right now.
Can I say hi to your friend Hunter? Maybe.
Hello.
What do you want my opinion on something? Just ask me a question. You could just ask me a question. What do you want my opinion on? You didn't answer what I asked you. Nobody's answering my question. What did you do this weekend?
Did you do anything? I went to the beach. I saw some great clouds. Took pictures of them.
Hello. How are you doing over there? Good to see you. You and all those people.
Fine. Don't talk to me. Fine. I won't talk to you if you don't talk to me. That's how it works. You talk to me and I talk to you. It's like an interchangeable live stream thing. I'm not gonna just dance for you. Oh,
look, is somebody saying something?
Oh, an emoji. I just told you what I did this weekend.
I played the game of life. I left my body. I went into the upper atmospheres. I went to a place you'll never know. Did you know this is all of our last incarnations? This is the last life you get to live. That's it. There's no more reincarnation. We're not coming back. This whole thing is ending soon. So enjoy it while you can. This whole earthly plane is coming to an end. So just enjoy it. No, it's not dark. It's just celebrate. Because there's no more resets. There's no more coming back. There's no more new societies. There's no future Earth. This is it. This is it right here. This is our last chance. What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it?
You only get one life. One more. Everyone's reincarnations are ending. This is it.
No, not darkness.
Then we wake up from this dream. There's way more to it. What do you think?
What do you think? Tell me what you think. I want to know. I want to know what you think about this white hair coming out of my nostril right here. It's driving me crazy. Should we pull it out?
No. It just stays in there. Why am I getting white hairs in my nose? Why? Why do I get white hair in my nose?
Somebody tell me why. Oh. That one was black.
You think it needs to be... Look.
Michael, your nose looks like two shotgun barrels.
You're rolling? Hey, roll me one. So what do you think? What do you think of what happens when we die? We just wake up into a new existence? Like, do you think that this is like the only plane of existence? There's more to it than this, right?
There's more to it than this. But what if this is it? This is the last round. This is the last life you get.
There's no reincarnation. There's no more. We're going to go on to live in another existence. There's all kinds of heavenly realms. There's all kinds of other constructs of domes and planes of existence. Where are you going? What are you going to do? You just want to talk about my nose hairs and not think about what happens after you die. Come on. Give me some opinions. Does anybody have an opinion over there? Do you know something I don't know? Are you listening to somebody who's got the information? What do you know? Tell me what you know. Rotting in the ground and becoming fungus. That sounds great. What happens to all your thoughts, though? Where does your consciousness go? Will you be aware and conscious as a fungus? Will you be, like, doing things, like playing cards? Little mushroom playing cards? Or like, what are you doing? What are you going to do? If you could go on and create your own existence afterwards, what would you create? Or are you not a creator? You just like into like following around everybody else's thing? You're just gonna go, okay, what's going on here? What are we supposed to do? Is there money? Like, what? I wanna buy some shit. Like, what are you into? What are you gonna do after you die? You got any plans? You're gonna just haunt your relatives? That's fucking boring. You just think it's over, then you're like, your consciousness just dissipates, just fizzles out. Do you believe in God? Hey, Elena. You gonna play dominoes? I think it goes on. I think your personality, who you think you are, who you call yourself, goes on and absorbs into everything else you've ever been. And you remember all your other existences. You're just gonna haunt your relatives? How boring. But like, I don't know, think about it. Where are you gonna go? What if this is the last incarnation that we all get? All of us are on our very last incarnation. That's it. Hold on, my mom's writing me something. Let's see what she says. She says, Michael, can you bring me my laundry basket in my room? Yes, I can. Hold on, I gotta bring her meat suit. I just told you. Did you just get here? We go on. There's many other levels. There's many other existences. There's many other planes of... This is one of duality. One of sadness and sorrow and fear. This is the fear level. Can you get past the fear? There you go. An accumulation of all the things into one just combined. You think it's a video game? You're just going to go on and play another round? What if...
What if this is the last life we all get in this video game? We got all kinds of other ones. We've been through all kinds of resets. We were Egyptians, and we were Atlanteans, we were Lemurians, we were Greek, we were, you know, all these different things. But now the game is over. What do you do after you play a game to the point of, like, you're tired of it, or it's ending? What happens when your video game ends? Do they come out with a new upgraded version? What? So maybe there's like a new upgraded Earth we're all going to go to, and this one's worn out. This one is worn out. Apparently, you're all going to go on to be comedians. I hope you enjoy your comedic experience.
Are you going to... Dude, that's what you're going to do. They're all going to go on to become comedians. That's... I like that. I'm going to go take my laundry basket to my mom.
She asked me to bring it.
This is a very large laundry basket.
Look at it. It's huge. It says, "Wash me, please." This thing is big. It's full of dirty laundry. I'll be right back.
Enjoy the silence and tell me what you think about life after death. Because I don't know if you even believe in it.
Did you think about it? Did you find out what it is?
Did you guys have a discussion about the end of the world?
Did you figure it all out? Mwah. Cheers.
Follow me on all the platforms right there. Michael V. Art. On Instagram, on YouTube. Look at how squishy he is. Follow my cat. Follow my cat. Follow him into the darkness. Follow him into the void.
Hello. Hello. Hello there. Hi. How are you doing? Hi. Hello. Hi.
Crystal moon magic.
Hello, Crystal Moon Magic.
Crystal Moon Magic. Hello. Isn't me you're looking for? I could see it in your eyes. I could see it in your smile. You're everything I hoped for. Best cup. Isn't that the best cup ever? Own your magic. Meowgic. Oh, I should put some creamer or something in there. That'd be good.
Oh, it's just black coffee right now.
Black candy. I got some black candy.
Meow, 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 meow.
I worked on my mermaids a little bit last night. They look cool. I made them glow. I made my mermaids glow.
I'll show you. I'll show you my glowing mermaids. Look at my glowing mermaids. Oh. See the glow?
There's nothing on the back of this one yet. I'm gonna start at this one.
It's gonna be some peacocks. Some peacocks. I'm gonna paint some peacocks.
Peacock. And I worked on this one a bunch. I don't know if you can see it.
Peacock. 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 Peacock.
It's very nice. Enjoy your noise. It's very nice. I like it. It's very nice. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. Thank you, Karma Cafe. Thanks, appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Your eyeballs are blinking.
Wait, what? I was going to mention it. I saw Kwai in the background. It looks so cool up close. Kwai? What's a Kwai? Koi? Kai? Kwai? Kai? Kwai? I don't know what you're talking about. I've no clue where that came from. I was just trying to say the painting. Oh. Which one? Which painting you're talking about?
What are you talking about? What painting was talking about? Somebody mentioned it, and here are skeletons, kind of something in the background.
There's something in the background?
Oh no! There's something in the background!
Zebula. Happy day.
Ananda.
Amanda. 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 Hello, Amanda.
Hello. How are you doing over there? I got an extra hair right there. It's flat. I got the extra white hair right there.
I think it grew out of my nose and into my chin. Happy day! Happy days. I like that show. Hey. Happy days. Hey. Oh my god, you're hilarious. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're hilarious. How are you? How are ya? How are ya? Love that question. Love it. I get it like 100 times a day. How are ya? How are ya? How are ya? Well, let me tell you, I am better than you. You know why? Because I know that this is my last incarnation, and yours is too. That's it. This is the last time. No more incarnations, no more reincarnations, no more soul traps, no more nothing. We're out of here. This is it. This earthly plane will cease to exist, and this is our last incarnation, and there's a big show coming. Are you ready for it? Nobody's coming back. You're not coming back. Nobody's coming back to this plane. This is done. It's trashed. We've trashed it. We've ruined everything. We mud flooded it all. It's done. We're done. This is the last incarnation. What are you going to do with it? You don't get any future incarnations. You're not coming back to this world. You're not going to be incarnated into your family. You're not going to be your kids' kids. You're not. No, you're done. We're done. We're all done. This is it. This is the last one. Whether you're Christian, Hindu, whatever, doesn't matter. This is it. What are you going to do with it?
What are you gonna paint some shit? You're gonna hug each other? You're gonna love each other? This is our last chance to live a life on Earth. This is it. This is it. What are you gonna do with it? Live it to the fullest? You're gonna treat others nicely? You're gonna be nice to people already? Hang out with the dog and eat pizza and maybe draw something on a rock for the aliens. We are the aliens. What are you doing? I'm talking about the end of the world. What are you doing? Huh? Paint some pictures. I'm gonna play some instruments. I'm gonna write some songs. I'm gonna dance in the nature. I'm gonna eat dirt. What are you gonna do? I'm probably not gonna be nice the whole time. It's the last day. I'm gonna dance. We're gonna sing. We're gonna make up shit. We're gonna talk to people. We're gonna try to have fun, right? We just have fun. That's it. I'm gonna drink coffee. Drink lots of coffee. Gonna fight for the helpless. Be their voice. Nice. Roll with it. Ooh, roll one. I'm gonna roll a whole bunch of them. We're gonna roll a big fat one. And then watch the world burn, right? And we'll burn the world. We'll watch the world burn. That's what we're all doing right now anyway. Heal what's left. You don't need to be healed. You're already healed. You are already healed. Roll and roll and keep on rolling. Just drop by and say good morning. Good morning, goodbye. Good morning and goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Hello, goodbye. It's been nice knowing you. I'm gonna just try to enjoy my time while I got it. Just enjoy what's going on. It's a big play. It's a big old show, you know. Might as well pay attention, maybe. To what, you know, maybe there's like foreshadowing. Maybe there's like messages hidden inside of songs. Maybe there's messages hidden inside of songs to give us directions. Just keep going. What about the others? The others? Who other? What others? What other people? What art do? You look like you're having too much fun. You are art. Your life is a piece of art. You're whittling it down with every action you make. It's like one brushstroke. Everything you do is like one little sandpaper scratch. You are the art. Art isn't, you know, it's a byproduct of somebody's life. Art is a souvenir of the artist. You're your art. You are. You're the art. So what are you getting into? What are your topics? You're gonna get out of your body today? You're gonna meditate? You're gonna breathe? You're gonna go paint a mural? You're gonna dance with strangers? You're gonna talk to a stranger? You're gonna be nice to somebody? You're gonna hold the world together by telling them have a nice day? What are you gonna do with it? What are you gonna do with it? You're gonna tickle some children? Tickle some kids? To grab their little toes and tickle them until they cry? You're gonna mind your own business. That's good. I'm gonna turn my eyes green. Maybe I did that to my niece and nephew. I tickled their feet until they cried. I said, there, take that. You love it. I love it. I love it. You. I'm cuddling with my kitty. Oh, that's nice. There you go. That's what I would do with the end of my life. I'm just cuddle my cat. Watch Steven Universe. I want to sit and watch Adventure Time with a big fatty and holding my cat and somebody's massaging my feet and then it rains like delicious San Pellegrino or something. Maybe it'll rain gumdrops. You'd watch Futurama? Nice. Yeah, let's watch a show for the end of the world. I'm gonna watch TV at the end of the world. Bacon pancakes. There you go. Bacon, making bacon. Making bacon pancakes. Could do that. You could
make somebody cry in a good way. You could do something so nice for somebody, it makes them cry. Oh, there you go. You can help people release their fear of things. There's nothing to be afraid of. I don't know. I like the tangerine one, and I like the blood orange one, and I like the lemon one, so I don't know. I can't decide. I know it's from it. You think I don't know that's from Adventure Time? You need to point it out? Really? You really think that? Wow. I'm the one who referenced Adventure Time. You think I don't know that? You'll think, are you talking to other people or something? You just might want to make a reference to something? You don't actually want to talk about anything? You just want to reference something. Okay, let's reference things. There's one time I was in Dancing with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight. What is that from? Should we just play the trivia game? Let me make some movie quotes. Let me grab my book of movie quotes, because that's what I'm going to do at the end of the world. Let's just sit here and talk pop reference culture. Let me just reference every Grateful Dead song, and I'll just mix in some Bob Dylan, and let's play that game, because it's trivia, right? You like trivia? What's your favorite trivia topic? Let's go. I'll open up my other iPad, and we'll just grab some questions, and that's what we'll do at the end of the world. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to just do trivia till the world ends? Maybe Trivia with Buds is going to do that. I think somebody's already got that. Trivia with Buds. Go play trivia for the end of the world. Test your knowledge on what you lived. And board games. What are you, bored? Or are you just a genius? Are you bored? You know, only boring people get bored. Unless you're a genius. Are you a genius? Are you possessed by your genie? Your djinn? Are you possessed by the djinn? Nobody even wants to talk about them. Nobody wants to talk about their dreams. Nobody wants to talk about their travels. Nobody wants to talk about what they created. Come on, you guys, you're boring as fuck! Really? This is the conversation you have? You have one chance to talk to an artist right now about some art and you're not taking it. How boring is that? Come on! Really? You want me to talk the whole time? That's what you got. You're just watching me. Just watch my eyes. Stare into my eyes. Don't talk to me about anything. Don't be interesting. Hey, don't be interesting, okay? Be followers. Just don't be leaders. Don't be alphas. Just obey. Okay? Obey me. You don't know what you want? Okay, let's write down your list of things to manifest. What do you want? Do you want a pool? Do you want a jacuzzi? Do you want a sauna? Do you want a nice car? Do you just want to be fed? Do you just want to be happy and just have enough money to just get by? Do you want a cabin in the woods? Do you want to go to Mexico? Do you want to go to Hawaii? Come on! Anything? Nothing? Oh, that's pretty boring right there. Equity agenda. That's boring. That's a boring future. I don't want anything to do with that. What are you interested in? What do you care about? What do you love? What are you passionate about? What brings you joy? Nothing? Music? You got a favorite band? What are you listening to right now? How often do you listen to music? Anything? What can I do to promote you to think for yourself? Anybody? You got any opinions? Any likes? Any dislikes? You don't even know what you like? What was the last fucking book you read? Anything? I'll let you catch up. I'm tired of waiting for people. You should come in with shit. Come in with stuff. Do I need to fire you up? I need to cause artistic motivation in you? You got it all checked out. All of it. Everything right now. What's the thing you want right now? What's the thing you want in your life right now? Health? Good health? Good vibes? New friends? New friends? Do you want new friends? Anybody want new friends? Hey, anybody want to be my friend? What's your real name? Where do you live? Where do you live? What's your name? What's your middle name? What's your last name? Where did you come from? Were you born in this country? Do I need to drill you with questions for you to get into any conversation? Stability? Everything? I am your friend. Still boring conversation. I'll sit back and wait for you guys. Because that's how it works, right? I talk, and then I wait for you guys to interact with me? Is that what we're doing? Okay. I'm on my third cup of coffee. Copy that. I copy-pasted this coffee 3 times. How about the movie 100-Foot Journey? You ever heard about that? Or The Man from Earth? Or Waking Life? You ever heard of those 3 movies? Everything is so amazing! Oh, thanks. I painted all those in my sleep. Man from Earth? Oh, you know that movie. You know that. You know they made a second one? It's not as good, but it's good. Yes. Yes, flute. All right, now I have to pee. So, you may go, come and go as you please. You can type whatever you want to type. But I'm going to go urinate. And you're not coming with me. You're going to stay right here and look at the art. You might be able to hear me pee from the other room.
I could see it in your eyes. I could feel it in your smile.
You're everything I hoped for. Ba-ba-boom. You felt it. Where did you feel it at? Where did you feel it?
I feel it.
All around the people. Dude, I don't even know what I said. I think I want to be away from people, but also I want to be around other people. In the chest, way deep down. I want to create, and I do music and art, but I see where my mom is, and, I want to create, and I do music and art, but like I see where my mom is, and like the way the world. What, you think every life has to live the same life? Just because your mother experienced something doesn't mean you have to. Works and the focus of everything is economics and politics. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's a lie. And that's fear. That's fear and it's a lie. Don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. You know that's not true. You don't have to fall into that trap if you don't want to. No one can trap you. No one can keep you down unless you willingly give your fear to it. If you fear something, then it'll keep you down. But you don't have to do that. Not if you don't want to. Everything you can imagine is real. So imagine something you want. Imagine something you would prefer. Play it out in your mind. How would you like that to go down? How would you like it to happen to you? Everything's been done. Everything has been done. It's all, now we got AI art doing it for us. And everything's been done. Everything's been tried and played out. It's all been done. The only difference is that you get to do it. You get to play with it in your own hands. You can paint a Picasso painting. You can climb to the top of a mountain. You can hold your breath for 3 minutes. You get to do this stuff. If you watched my very last TikTok, you would know the answer to that, Amaya. But you didn't. Funny you mentioned that, because that's what my last TikTok was about. What a coincidence. I have like 50 paintings I'm working on at once. And everything in that book is unfinished. So, is any artist just work on one painting at a time? Do you know an artist who does that? I don't think any artist does that. I don't know any artist who work at one painting at a time. None. We gotta keep our attention somehow. What, are you a Virgo? No, you don't. Don't lie. Don't lie. You're working on another one in your head. It may not physically exist, but you have sketchbooks full of ideas. Don't lie. It means you have amazing powers of focus and concentration and you're like, attention to detail and perfectionism keeps you trapped into one painting at a time. But you know you have other ideas. You don't just have one idea. You've got a lot of ideas. And if you're a true Virgo, you got your fingers in so many pies that it could be that you're also making pottery. You're also doing murals. You're also cleaning a house, raising children. You're also, you're also doing this and this and this and this and this and doing three jobs. And you got this and this. Your fingers are in all the pies. You got so many plates. You're serving it up real thin. So you got to focus on one painting so you can actually get it done. How many pies you got? How many plates you working on right now? It's sure you got one painting, but I bet you got like 1,000 other fucking things you're doing. You're probably working on somebody's paperwork for them. You're probably helping someone heal. You're probably raising something. You're probably delivering something. You probably have a lot of projects. You've got so many projects. Oh my God. Thank you for talking with me. Thank you for taking the time to actually have a fucking conversation. To those of you who can't talk, now you're just going to look at my wall. I hope you enjoy the wall view. Here, I'll give you the view of the outside. That's nice, huh? Look at that. Beautiful fucking outside world right there, a little piece of it. There's some clove in the corner right here. We got some cloves. So that the ants don't come in here. Get out of here, ants. They don't like clove. Hello, wall. Listen to the people outside while I do something over here real quick. Oh, here, let's go look at my cat. Look at my cat. My cat is watching the door. He's making sure the doorway is staying right there. What are you doing? Don't come over here. Go back over there. Go back over there. You were fine. Now you're gonna go over there? You're gonna eat your food?
He's gonna eat his food now.
Now come back over here. Now he's being the actor. He's the actor of the show. It's Garfield. Look at my butt, he says. He's a star. I love my cat. His name is Magic. Magic Cat. Hello, Magic Cat. He's the cutest cat on the planet. He's 3 years old and he's huge. He came to me right at the beginning of COVID. Saved my life. His name is Magic. Magic. Hey, Magic. Hey, Magic. He doesn't come when I call him, though. That's the only thing. He comes when he wants to come. He does it when he wants to do it. Magical cat. It's like, this is like his big screen TV over here. He's like, I'm looking
out the window right now, don't you know? I'm looking out the door, waiting for the dogs to come by.
There's dogs out there. I don't want nothing to do with him, because
I don't know if you can see, but on the screen right there next to him, there's like a tiny hole. He lunged at the dog when the dog came over here. So now they're like,
I don't want nothing to do with you. Hello? Dude, man, get those dogs out of here.
Oh, I forgot to tell my mom that I have her stuff. How do I tell her? Where's my iPad at?
I guess she's next door, but I gotta tell her that I took her laundry over there. But she doesn't know.
She doesn't know about it.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Hello? I have 15%. Are you talking to somebody over there? Who are you talking to, that dog? You talking to that dog over there? That dog's little, so he kind of gets along with that dog. He's like, hey, what's up? He's like, whoa, what's up, bro? What's up, bros? Where's my mom at? Mother. In the garage. There we go. There, I wrote lettuce. Time you like to create the most? I'm like night owl and work better after magic lettuce. You know, I like the mornings, the afternoon, and not late at night, but like in the middle of the night. You know, not like 10 p.m. and to midnight, but more like midnight to 3 a.m. I found that that's a good hour there. That's a good time. But I gotta have coffee. I definitely have to have some kind of coffee going or something. But like, cause I get too tired. You know, I smoke all day, and by 10 o'clock, I'm like, I'm in bed. I'm going to bed now. But I'll wake up from, because I drink so much coffee, I'll wake up at like midnight, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. And I'm all charged up, juiced up, I do a bunch of breathing techniques, meditate, smoke some more or something, and then I'm ready to go. But I never run out of ideas, I never run out of, the more you do art, the easier it is to imagine things. That's, you know, that's one thing that no one ever told me with art. No one ever said that. No one ever, like, mentioned that that was a thing. The more you do art, and the longer you do art, the better and easier it is to, like, literally imagine things. And I was trying to explain it to my mom yesterday. It's like you make so many mistakes, and you try so many different things that you're, like, pulling from your memories of everything you've ever tried. And so, if you just stare at a blank canvas or like try to imagine what it is you want to paint or what you want to create, then you can kind of like, oops, I didn't mean to do that. You can kind of just look at, you kind of, you know, you can, what's the word? Compose an image in your mind, but it's not like you actually see it. I mean, you kind of can get glimpses of it. Yeah, you visualize, but it's more like a feeling. So it's like, I don't even put it into words. Like, I don't close my eyes and actually see the images. It's I close my eyes and I can work out the images. I don't know how to, and it's not like I feel it. I'm not emotionally feeling it. It's just that I've worked out all those things before.
You know, like when you first start painting and you paint something and you don't know exactly what you're painting, and you're like, I think it's going to be a zebra, right? And then as you're painting it, you're just removing things or painting over things to correct it. You're just trying to correct it into where you like it the most. It's not that you're, it's like you're fixing it. It's like you got like before you learn to sketch it out first, before you learn to use a reference photo, you know what I mean? Like where you're just trying to pull out the image, you know, you're trying to just correct it. You're just making brush strokes to fix it, basically, until you like it. It's like, it sucks. Oh, I'm starting to like it. Oh, it's getting better. Oh, I like it now. And then you just, but I learned that if you start at the beginning by liking it, you know, if you start the, and if you have that idea already fleshed out, you know what I mean? Like if you sketch it out first, then you have the image and then you can just do the work. You know, it's just part of the process. You're like, okay, this color goes here, this color goes here. You already know what you're doing. If you're just, I mean, a lot of people start like that. You listen to music and you feel it and you're like, yeah, this is cool. This is, oh, look, it looks like this now. It looks, I do that when I paint backgrounds. Like when I paint the background, I just have fun and just free flow everything. And then I put the image in there, what I want to paint. So I'll just do a background really thin and then just have fun with it. And then, you know, so I still have fun, but then I have like the idea of what I want to paint. And so I sketch it on there with white paint over that solid background. But you do that so many times, you sketch out your ideas so many times that you can literally just use your finger and like kind of, you're like, okay, this would go here, and then this would come up like this, and then this part, and the moon would be right here. And then just by like making hand gestures or just by thinking about it, you can like conjure an image in your head. The more you do art, the easier that is. The easier it is to imagine, to just use your imagination and have it be like an actual thing, like that you can, it's like a tool that you can use to like, then when you go to paint, you're like, I already worked out all the details in my head, now I just do the image. Yeah, when you practice a lot, no one ever told me that. No one ever said, yeah, just keep doing art and to the point where you don't need to use reference photos. You don't need to project your image. You don't need to make a collage first. You don't need to like compile a bunch of reference photos. You don't need to, like, you get good at everything to where you can just tell a story and then the ideas come to you. Kind of like when you're trying to come up with ideas for like a comic strip or something, or like a cartoon, an episode of something, or like when you have these characters and you don't know what to have them do. What I learned is you just start creating and the ideas come. Like they'll be possessed by something and then like it'll just happen. You don't try. You just put the characters on the stage and then it happens. Like just by knowing all the characteristics of each brush, each color, how it all works together. And so just like the more you do it, the more it's easy to just like translate the vibe and not like try to capture something or like come up with something. It's already there. You never run out of ideas. There's always something to fucking paint. Yeah, the best art comes out that way. Or like when you get those flashes of, you're like, oh, that would be cool to paint. And then you're like, I'm gonna do it right now. That happens every now and then. That's a fun one. You're like, oh yeah. Or like when you've painted something in the past and you're like, wait, my skills are way better. I could do that better now. I'm gonna redo that painting. And then you're like, holy shit! Why didn't I do that before? You just like take old ideas, take your very first paintings you ever did and repaint them. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, because I mean, like, you sucked back then. You were horrible. Yeah, everyone supported you. You know, I think that's the difference with some people is like, I think artists who make it have like really kind of friends who are willing to just say, hey, that looks good and you got something there, even though it fucking sucks. Like every artist sucks at the beginning. I mean, like the only reason anyone's good at art is because they focused without doubt. And it's usually like, it starts with fan art. It starts with something you're really into and you want to replicate it. You're like, I want to paint Mickey Mouse or whatever it is. I want to do that anime. I want to emulate that thing. And then that thing that influenced you gives you that confidence to keep going. It's just focusing without doubting. As soon as you have doubt, you're like, I can't do it. I can't even draw a stick figure. How many times have you heard that? You know, it's all about the, like, just no doubt. Just you approach it without thinking. That's like savant, right? That's why those people can just sit down at the piano, those kids, and they're like, because no one ever told them they couldn't. They just had it in their head that they already knew how. And it was like a pot. All they had to do was see one person do it. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's what you did. No one was like, you can't do that. You have to learn how to do that. They just, that's just no doubt. You just approach it without doubt. And you're like, I got this. And then that's how I am with every instrument I've picked up. I'm just like, I can do this. That's not hard. And you don't need to learn it. You don't need to learn music. You can spend a lifetime figuring it out, or you can go to school and learn it real quick. If you can learn from books. A lot of people don't learn from books. We learn from just watching or just being there. The confidence can be the drive. I've seen a lot of people who sucked at what they do and had a lot of confidence. What's that about? Like the confidence. But usually if they stick with it, if it's not an ego thing, if that confidence is like real, like interest or passion for something, then they'll get better at it. But if it's just to make themselves look good in front of other people, they'll probably give it up. It'll be a fad. They'll be like, oh, I was a hippie, but I like meat and I like to wear leather or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is, whatever the hypocritical thing that you approach, you know, the thing you were trying to impress everybody with, the lie you were convincing yourself of. That'd be I. The only thing an art teacher ever needs to do is encourage you, give you art supplies, and tell you one thing. There are no rules to art. That's it. That's all you need from an art teacher. And he can show you like techniques and processes, but you can learn the techniques and processes from all the artists around you. Just look at any good artist and study what they're doing. Just watch what they're doing. Try to watch them live. Try to watch their time-lapse videos and just study. Just, you know, be observant. And you'll notice which tools they pick up first, what they do, if they sketch it out first. It's all a process. That's all art is. It's just a process. You have an idea, and you flesh it out. And the way that you flesh it out is just a process. One step, next step, the next step, the next step. So you prep the canvas. You sketch the idea. You use primary colors. You do an underpainting. And then you finish the whole painting in two colors, and then you go back and then you add color, and that you like whatever your process is, you just step by step by step, then you varnish it, you sign it, then varnish it, and then send it, package it, mail it, send it, you know? And it's the same thing with like selling art. You have to like, hello, Melissa. You have to like do a process. You have to like get their address, tell them in one message how long it's going to take, how long the painting's going to take, how long it's going to take to get there, how much it costs, and what's the size. All in one message. You just have to like do, and then get their address, put them in your mailing list, contact them every time you have a new painting. Like, you know, artists who sell art to one person are likely to sell it to that person again. Like, they'll become collectors if they really like your shit. And you just have to like fucking treat it like a job, you know, and to some degree to where you're not like super lackadaisical about it. You just have to like every day you gotta hit those messages, you gotta do those things, you gotta have a process, a routine, you gotta get into it, you gotta breathe every day, you gotta wake up and meditate before your thoughts are flooded with ideas and all kinds of other shit. You gotta, you know, exercise before you don't feel like exercising. You just have to do it. It has to be part of a routine. Even when you don't feel like fucking doing it, you just have to do it, you know. You gotta put your eyes in the green mode and be a lizard person. Rah. Drink lots of coffee. Talk about art. I'm not saying these things like I'm good at them. That's just what I noticed from being an artist for most of my life. I remember when I was young, I didn't know what to express. Like with music or art or anything, people were like, just express yourself. Like, I don't have any experiences. I don't even know. I don't even know anything. I don't even know anything. But then you go out and you live your life and you have experiences and you have something to pull from. You have like ideas and stories, and then you just have to unlock it and let it flow out of you. I mean, I've met so many characters in this world. I could easily turn them all into cartoon characters, you know? And if you want to advance in art, I think some other really good advice is to paint and draw the things that you love. the things that you really enjoy. Your favorite band, your favorite people, your favorite family members, your favorite pets, your favorite, everything that was like your favorite in life. Start there with the content you create. So like, if you're really into something, do that something. Like, be a fan of that. Do fan art of the shit you really love and are passionate about. And then you'll notice that you'll do really good at that. It's when you paint the shit you don't want to paint is when you start to suck. Is when you're like, it's too hard. You know, oh, I can't paint hands. Oh, hands are hard. But if you painted the hands of somebody who created something amazing, try to do like the M.C. Escher hand that's like holding a sphere, you know, or take pictures of your hands and use them as reference photos, you know, or I think a lot of people struggle with hands. It's interesting. We all start with eyes and then struggle with hands. A lot of artists do that. They always start with drawing eyeballs, and then the eyeballs evolve into faces, and then there's like different steps you take. Everyone does them at different times, but we all tend to like go to eyeballs first and then end on hands. And by the time you get hands, you've got everything else in between mastered. A body anatomy is easy if you just use, you know what you do? This is when the camera came along, people got really good at doing anatomy, you know, like artists. Before the camera obscura or any other camera device where you could like copy physical reality, when that came along, everyone got really good at painting the anatomy. You gotta use a reference. Gotta use a reference photo. And AI art is great for that. You just type in something you want somebody to do in an action shot or standing in a way that you wanted them to stand. And then now you have a perfect reference photo for, you know, painting, drawing, whatever you're doing. Use reference photos. Forever, I was totally against using reference photos. I thought I was like some kind of perfect puritist artist that were, it's all from my brain. I do it all from my brain. It's all from inside of me. I'm some kind of genius. I think that's the ego. I just hit an alert. I just hit something at the top and it took me out of my stream. As soon as I started using reference photos, I got good at painting. And then you use them so much that you end up not having to use them at all. Repeat yourself. Paint a lot. Paint a shitload of stuff. And keep doing it. It's like the more you practice, the better you get at it, and then you won't even need the tools anymore. You won't need a reference photo. You won't need to, like, when I first started painting, I would paint faces just from my brain, just from what I thought of. And then as soon as I started using reference photos to paint faces, my faces just got way better, you know, like it was more accurate. I figured out tricks of how, like transferring or projecting. I tried that. Then I didn't have to use it. After like two or three paintings, I was like, you know what? I don't even need to. I learned stuff by using the projector. I learned that it's smart to like just draw the outline of what you're going to do. Like just draw the empty space, you know, and then fill it all in with color and then just highlight with white, like all the lightest spots. And then you don't have to do shading. Everything just blends back. You know, it's everything can be faster in art and everything can be like figured out on how to get like, you know, there's just stuff you learn. Like, all art school is shit you learn by just trial and error over and over and over. So the more you over and over and over, the quicker you'll get better at art. If you're paying attention, if you're like, oh, that didn't work, I'm not going to do that again, I'm going to try something else. And it helps to go watch other artists, for sure. There's a shitload of artists on Twitch. If you just watch them, you get their process. You'll be like, oh, they do that first. Oh, they do that next. Or if you just watch time-lapse videos, go watch time-lapse paintings. There's a zillion of them, and you'll pick up real quick people's different steps. And it's just, you can get a painting down so fast that you're not attached to it, and you don't have to charge a lot. I love time-lapses. My favorite are like the digital art ones that are like super long, and they're like, it's like some fantasy art of a dragon and castle and shit. Those are the best ones. My favorite time-lapse paintings, because you can just watch them evolve. They're like growing. I mean, paintings are fun to watch too, but It's rare that someone makes a really good painting time-lapse video. They're usually shitty video or music or whatever.
Amanda!
But yeah, just paint. Just paint all the time. I had to paint like a couple hundred faces to really get good at faces. And then now I can paint a portrait in like 2 hours and it looks like the person. And it's, I would say it's done, but there's always something I'm like, but wait, I gotta do this. But wait, I gotta fix that. And for me, like where I'm at is that I paint up to a certain point and then I have to just sit there and look at it and see everything that I need to work on next. And sometimes it takes, you know, just a day of looking at it. Sometimes it takes like a couple months. Sometimes it takes years. I'm like, oh, that's what I need to do next. Yeah, just put it up. Just hang it up. Just put it up somewhere. Just put it up where you're sleeping. Just hang it on the wall. And then that way you're looking at it all the time. And you're like, oh, I need to change the eyebrow right there. Oh, another great way, if you're stuck on a painting, just take a picture of it. Look at that picture. And you're like, oh, pfft. Right away your brain's like, oh, I need to fix that. I need to, you know, because... Or just like set up in your head showing it to people. You know what I mean? Or like, okay, another good way is like, what paintings do I have ready for a gallery today? Or to hang up in a coffee shop. Say someone was like, hey, I want all your art in a coffee shop. Which paintings do you want? And you're like, oh, let's see, which ones are done? You know, or look at it in the mirror. Looking at it in the mirror can help too if you don't want to take a picture. But you'll notice things. It's like you get a different perspective. So if you take a picture of it and think in your head, I'm about to post this to Instagram, your brain will go, but wait, it's not done in any of these places. Or if you're just not attached to that, you can just be like, post, this is my artwork in progress, and then people see your progress. If you're constantly posting one painting, but then mix it up with other paintings, people get like attached to the story. They get like involved in the evolving of the painting. Like I've had paintings going for like 5 years, 10 years, and people who know me and know my art have watched those specific paintings change, because I'll put them down for months, and then like a year, 5 months later, I pick them up and I'm like, all right, let's get into this one. And everyone who knows that painting already is like, whoa, you added all that? Like that, it's like they're part of the story. That's my favorite part of art, is that you can have pieces that you never finish. That's okay. Like, they might be finished when you die. That's it. You can't work on them anymore. You know? And then you have some that are like your babies. You're like, I'm never getting rid of this. I love this one. And then you have some that are like, I did that in 2 hours. I'll sell it for 20 bucks. You know? You're like, whatever. I don't even care. Get it out of here. Then you have some that are like, oh, I was just experimenting. You can have that. That's yours, or whatever. You could then leave one somewhere. You could have one that's really fucking good, like a masterpiece, and you just make a shitload of prints off of that, and you put it up somewhere, and everyone sees it, and they're like, whoa, can I buy a print of that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you save the best ones. That's a good piece of advice an artist gave me one time. He's like, save all your best shit. Don't sell it. Because that's like your retirement fund. Basically, that's like your end of your life, got to pay for your fucking funeral shit, you know, because people put value in how long you dedicate yourself to something, like school or whatever. To them, that's proof that you're like passionate about it. So if you're an artist for your whole fucking life and you have that one painting that you're still working on, that you spent 10 fucking years on, and you finally are, you know, you're like, I'm finally done with this, everyone. You know, like, that's going to be worth a lot to people in their heads. Because perhaps for like 20 years, they watch you evolve a painting into something. You know, so it's kind of like you're setting yourself up as like, this is who I am. This is my lifestyle. This is not just a career. This is who I am. And the art is a souvenir of the artist. That's why a lot of people, when they die, that's all that's left is their art. And so it's like a piece of them. It's like a souvenir from that person. That's that, you know, like a little piece of them is left behind. So it's not, there's different kinds of art. There's shit that just matches your couch. There's a lot of that. You know, there's stuff that is cheap and looks good and you can buy it at Ross. You know? When people leave art behind. One time this guy I knew, he bought old, or he would auction or buy old storage units. And this one guy had gone to jail or some shit. He wasn't able to pay for his storage unit, and he bought it. And usually this dude, he was like World War II guy. He was this huge
guy with a droopy face and his eyes are always gooey. You talk like this, you had a big beard. You know, he'd buy people's storage units and then he would bring them home and sell them off in his yard. He always had a yard sale. It was like the never-ending yard sale. And so one time I went over to his house and he's like, I bought this fucking storage unit. It fucking sucks. All it is fucking paraphernalia and art supplies. And I was like, oh, shit, that would be my storage unit.